Blog Talk Radio.
Kareves Prekva. When a pebble drops into a pond, it disappears from sight, but its rings still ripple outwards. So does every action affect the interconnectedness of all life. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Belle Hospital World Radio. Delighted to be here again this beautiful Saturday. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We are really excited this week to have a very special, wonderful half hour for you with our beautiful sister, Sandra Saradisi. Hello, Angel.
Hi, sweet Angel. Thank you for the invite to be part of this miraculous show that is here to uplift the hearts of those who are forgetting that life is a miracle.
Truly, you hit the nail on the head with that one. And we're always so excited and thrilled to share the miracles of Belle Hospital. And I feel like you're the queen of Belle Hospital.
Oh, thank you for that title. But, you know, being the queen is just like another word of saying devotion, devoted to this, and anybody can be queen or king of Belle Hospital if you truly work with these magnificent frequencies, angelic frequencies that are given to us as a gift from the infinite through our beloved Almin. And, you know, I was just talking about the Belle Hospital angels. I had sort of a friendly meeting over coffee with someone here in very close to the Toronto area, and she was asking me questions about the Belle Hospital angels, and she says, I feel compelled to work with the angels, but I have all these questions and people are asking me. And I said, well, people are asking you questions that are your questions, because nobody ever asked me those questions, and I don't have any questions about these beautiful beings that are here to remind us about our divinity and expose the perfection of our essence. So I was just like telling her that her questions were her client's questions, and as long as she does not allow herself to blend and merge with the Belle Hospital angels, it's not going to be a full integration. This is not about what Almin gives us in the books, is like the theory to enter into a world of miracles and magic. It is something that you really have to experience and receive the messages and the insights in your heart as you work, as you you know, for lack of better mm-hmm. word, as you do this reverent play of being an instrument of the infinite through these tools and techniques. So what it is to discover beyond the books is endless. It is, as I said, it is a personal path.
Yeah.
It's a choice. And as long as you are trying to understand with the head, it's very limited what you are going to be receiving.
Yeah. And it truly is. I mean, you're right. It's every single time we do Belvastata, it's completely different. It's always new. Every time it's new.
But, yeah, like we don't know what we're going to, what miracle is going to be exposed, what perfection is going to be revealed.
Yeah.
I am mesmerized at the miracles. And in all these years of practicing Belvastata, it's going to be pretty soon 10 years. I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Is it that? Wow. I can't believe that already.
Yes.
Oh my
so
God.
In all this like time, endless times, and I have seen miracles like within 5 minutes of Belvastata, and how people not only emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritual, at every level, the shift happens. But one of the like physical, and then we'll go into a little more details of what had happened in our personal lives. But I just so thrilled about this miracle in physicality. It happened in Lisbon. I had a client for a second session of Belvastata, like within a week. So she had attended a healing circle. And as you know, the healing circles, the Belvastata healing circles, are not to be calling in the angels for everybody. It's
yeah.
just more like to hold the energy, but every person has to have their own personal healing session. This is how it has to be done. So
yeah.
just to make sure that all those Belvastata practitioners know, it's just a matter of gathering it's the vibration and the alchemy of the group. But each client or patient or whatever you want to call the recipient of this frequency is to receive their own
blessing.
Personal
yeah.
blessing, exactly. So this person had attended to one of the circles, and then she booked a private session with me, and then second session. On the second session, and we're talking like 8 days within say 10 days altogether. So she comes in, and this is actually like before the second session. And so it's just pretty much happened after the group and the first session. I looked at her in the eyes. And I said to her, I didn't know you had green eyes. And she says to me, it is so interesting you mentioned, because this morning I looked myself in the mirror and my eyes were green again. And
oh.
she had green eyes, but her eyes look brown. And she has gone through deep, deep depression. So we were the Belvastata angels working with Krihan. Belvastata, which is the Belvastata for releasing the density and the belief systems, and that can cause feeling depressed or feeling lack of something.
Yeah.
So her eyes, Angel, completely
changed.
And what is like really even more amazing is that she discovered the same morning. So it's not like I'm blowing my own horn here, which sometimes we have to do.
Which is, it's okay to,
yeah.
you know, have the self-appreciation.
Totally. So this is like something I never experienced. So can you imagine what it's really like cleansing and purifying within if the eyes are going back to her color?
That's amazing. Wow. I am sure she was, for her
yeah.
to observe that herself must have
yes.
been like really wonderful for her.
The awareness.
Yeah. The awareness
the
of it.
The total awareness of it. And this is like the particles of the sigils are full of particles of awareness, which is another word for consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a gift to be a recipient or a giver is the same gift.
It
to receive the blessing or give the blessing, you know, as I said, you don't have to go home and wait for the miracle. The miracle happens instantly. It's right here.
And talking about instant miracles, honey, you know, right now, we're delighted to have you back here in Toronto for a short time. I'm sure Portugal is missing you, but it wasn't pleasant, happy circumstances that brought you back this time. But you do have some miracles to share with our listeners, if you're okay to talk about that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for allowing me this great opportunity to reveal, like, truly what is a miracle. And as I was talking to you in person a little bit earlier today, like, whether or not we are calling upon every minute the Belvaspata angels, because I totally feel like we are one. And I never feel alone. I never, ever do. And I have every single time proven that I am never alone, and how life is so synchronized.
Yeah.
Like, the events just come one after the other. If I had tried to put it so perfectly, it wouldn't happen. So the awareness again kicks in. So it was on a Saturday. It was in the evening in Portugal, so it was 5 hours behind here, when I get a message from my son saying, call as soon as possible. So I was feeling that there was immediately a sense of urgency. So I called back, and then he says, you know, I hate to be the one telling you, but, you know, there is something you need to know. You know, my daughter had been admitted into emergency, and she was in the intensive care unit. And they didn't know much about it, but they knew that she was found on the floor. She has fallen from what it is here called the second floor is the first floor in Europe. So, because when I said second floor, it sounds like pretty high. They start on the zero,
right?
At least in Portugal. I think it's the same in all Europe. But anyway, she accidentally fell from the window trying to sneak into her house. She didn't have the key. And she fell. And she fell at 11 p.m. local time here. We don't know, like, when the ambulance came, because she was by herself and her roommates weren't in the house. So all we know is that she was checked in at the first hospital at 2 in the afternoon. So she was out or unconscious for at least, you know, I don't know, 14 hours?
Yeah, a long time.
A very long time. In the meantime, I was sleeping. So apparently I was sleeping. And, I mean, she regained consciousness at 2 p.m. And the doctors were like, first of all, were surprised. They didn't even know yet to the extent of what had happened. But she was talking coherently, giving phone numbers, addresses, birthday. She just came back to her normal self. Then they did the scan, the brain scan, and she had like severe injury and damage to her. And of course, she had an internal bleeding, hemorrhage, and the frontal lobe, the bone had to be completely reconstructed. So I'm just giving you how this was possible, that she's talking under these injuries, and she also fractured her right hip, her femur, and other smaller fractures. But the fact that she was on a cane after 3 days, and of course immediately, like, I consciously start doing Belvaspata on her and sending the Belvaspata angels to the operating room. So the surgery, I didn't even know there was going to be, there was two fractures. I just knew about the head. So the surgery was over 4 hours. So I was working and meditating and just in full trust. This is like, it was like a huge test.
Yeah.
And being so far away and trusting in the infinite perfection and the whatever that was unfolding, it was to be unfolded that way. And there's absolutely nothing that I was thinking I needed to change or fix. And I was just absolutely sure that it was just divine will.
Yeah.
And she was being protected and she was being just cared for, even without me consciously asking for it.
Yeah.
So it is like a miracle to see her walking. 3 days after this massive surgery, she's on walking with a cane.
Wow. And yeah, and she had some major fractures.
Yes. And wow. The stitches, like, you know, you saw the stitches. So she has lots
yeah.
of stitches. And like for her to be in this state of like gratitude that she is, of course she has her moments and she feels frustrated and the pain and you know, I just bring her to the present moment where there's full gratitude for, like, she's gonna be recovering very
yeah.
soon, and whatever, you know, the doctors might say, she might have, you know, this or that challenge or with sounds and light, and I mean, you can go into a belief system or you can choose to create your own reality.
Yeah. And what I mean, I truly do. She's such a beautiful goddess, and you know, to hear that she's doing like truly miraculous recovery after what she went through, the major surgeries. But Angel, tell about like the week before this happened to your daughter, what happened to you in Portugal? Because I feel somehow they're connected. And do you want to talk about that?
About my fall?
Yeah.
So it was a Sunday afternoon, and it's kind of not 100% safe to wear heels if you're walking, because the sidewalks are like not cement, solid, so they're like mosaics, and then there's always like a little hole in between, or one mosaic that is mosaic. I think I'm not saying it properly. What is the word?
Mosaic?
Mosaic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of those little bricks is sometimes is out. So you, as I had said playfully, you cannot be daydreaming while you walk in Lisbon. So you got to be like really fully present in that moment. So having said that, I have just like trusted wearing my flat boots, or you know, like square heel. But I felt a little bit adventurous on this Sunday afternoon. I was invited to a birthday party in the afternoon at a restaurant in a rooftop patio, like number one view in Lisbon. And okay, so I'm gonna wear my little heels. They're not even high, and I was wearing my silver heels. And I leave the house, and I said, okay, I'm not gonna walk on the sidewalk. I'm gonna go on the street. So it's easier to walk, and then I was gonna catch a cab. So, okay, never mind. The street had like an indent at the corner, like a similar to, I don't even know, like a small hole, but there was still like asphalt. It's not that there was, you know, dirt. It was, so it was not obvious that there was this unlevel part on the street. So my right foot went bent completely. I fell on my left knee. My left hand cracked like 20 times. I could hear every bone in my hand cracking. And I was like, oh, no. Okay. Nothing happened. And I stay there. And I just went on my back. I, like, hugged myself. I went into a fetal position. And I was holding my hand. And I said, all is well. And with my intention, I was calling the Belfast Pata angels. I was holding my left hand that had cracked as I said, I thought I was going to have like baseball player finger. It's like, oh my God, I don't even want to look at this. And there was a guy like on the phone, like 2 meters away from me. He hung up his phone call and he said, you need an ambulance. So I don't know how bad I must have looked.
Yeah.
So I said, no, I don't need an ambulance. And then I told you the taxi driver stopped. He goes, to you. I cannot even take you because if you drop, if you die in my car, I'm like, I'm not dying. Like, just drop it. So anyway, I stay there and then I put myself, like I stood up. I had no pain in my right foot. I didn't know I had like scraped my left knee and I had like a little bleeding. But I kept walking and I just kept holding my left hand in faith that I was just fine.
Yeah.
And then I took the cab and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to start believing this. I have resurrected at least the first time. So I had no bruises in my hand. I had a little bruise on my, not on my knee, but on the side of my knee.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, like Aline has spoken about, that her face, the upper part of her body was lighter than her lower part. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That it was, the aging wasn't occurring as if it was occurring on the rest of the body. So I was just like looking at that, how I had like that just bruise on the left side of my knee, but it wasn't the muscle, so nothing happened to my bone. I didn't even put ice anywhere, you understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I just kept going, show up to the party, and I was there, at like a birthday party of my friend, like at 5 p.m.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, I kept looking at my hand. They never went bruised, they never changed color. It was just normal.
Yeah. Which is amazing. And I was feeling, because you experienced that fall and were perfectly fine, that somehow it lessened the impact on your daughter's experience. Like I really felt that strongly.
And I'm covered in chills as you're saying that. And it also came to mind that day when I received the news. Like I thought if I could be taking it for her and who knows for whom else. I'm not even,
yeah.
I don't even going to attempt to nail
yeah.
anything. But it's yeah. but it feels like, and when you said it, it was not foreign to me.
Yeah.
When you said it, I felt like I had thought that. And the fact that I found a flight, like a very reasonable flight to come home the next day to my other home, because I feel home everywhere.
Everywhere is home.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it was just that, and it was the nonstop flight.
Yeah.
And it was like, she was happy to see me. She says, I'm so happy you're here for Mother's Day. I said, oh, honey, well, we could do this in a more graceful way next time.
Yeah, well, I can imagine, you know, she's so grateful to have you here. And, you know, I know you're staying with her and the angels of Belle Hospital, and she continues to just flourish and be whole.
Yeah.
And yeah, for, you know, I'm sure other friends have done the Belle Hospital for her too.
I mean the response of like everyone has been so beyond anything I could have imagined. How everybody's like, you know, we're praying for your daughter.
Yeah.
We're praying, and like, wow, I was, you know, I posted the picture of her on Facebook, filled with gratitude about the miracle that these angels are so there for us, there and here.
Yeah.
And everybody just jumped in with the same love and appreciation. And one of the things I was just telling you to is how this for me has been, and even at another level, to not take anything for granted, absolutely nothing. You know, like the way we never took Amin for granted. I'm going to speak on you
yes.
on my behalf. We always felt that every retreat she had, it was a greater opportunity to be part of that divine plan.
Yes.
And for me, like Amin's teachings and presence have been the greatest blessings of my existence and bringing me home to myself.
Oh, I just said that last night. Basically those same words, like, truly.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
because this is our truth. And not taking anything for granted. And when she wasn't around, it was an adjustment. It was coming even home more to ourselves. And the gift continued in a different form, in a different way.
Yeah. And, you know, and you said this earlier, and I totally agree that we were, you know, so blessed, and how grateful we are that we were able to attend all those miraculous retreats with Almeen. That, you know, like, I feel so lucky. And that's not even the right word, but I do. I feel very blessed that, you know, to be able to have experienced, and every single retreat was completely different than the last one. You're right. It's such a blessing, and not to take it for granted. And I don't think we ever did, though.
No, this is why we can experience this bliss about it. But this is why, you know, like postponing getting together, postponing saying how you love someone, postponing life.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me anymore.
No. No, it's, you know, finding your inspiration and doing what resonates to live a miraculous life. Yeah, and we're blessed that we have the angels above us, Bata, to walk this path with us.
They do. Yeah. And the devotion and dedication that we have in our hearts, it's only matched by their infinite compassion.
Yeah. And we were talking earlier about passion and joy, and I'm thinking, you were totally pulsing that right now.
Really?
Yeah, I really feel that strong. Wow.
The passion and the joy,
passion and joy.
Well, you know, I love all the pairs of pure emotions but I feel that this might be my slight preference of the pairs of emotions, and as I'm painting them, and it's so interesting, the one that has given me, you know, in human terms, the hardest time to paint is this one. Or it's because maybe I have expectations how it has to be. I'm not really sure, but it is perfect. So I have painted it, and I'm gonna go back and revisit and do what I need to do. But I'm not sure if I said this in the previous radio shows, but I've been commissioned by the Belvas Pata angels. I felt a whisper in my heart to paint the pairs of pure emotions. And what is, like, miraculous, and I'm waiting to see what reveals, is that I was in the middle. I am in the middle of painting the pair of achievement and fun when I got pulled in to come here to Canada. And as we know, it is not what it seems. So it seems like I came back for my daughter, but I really don't know all the layers. That's the superficial layer. And one of our beloved sisters messaged me and said, I feel that Canada needed you.
Yeah.
And your energy was very much needed. And, you know, like, my heart was bleeding when I found about the forest in Alberta. I was, like, in tears.
Oh,
and it was like something, it was almost like I had a sigh in my heart. I wish I could be there.
Well, it's, you know, just part of the, I know. And I'm sure on some level you were there, and the angels were there, and, you know, I'm Well, I'm sure there was lots of miracles and blessings that came from that destruction. But, honey, we are just at the end of our show.